Fatta questa premessa, mettiamo giù uno sketch della dimostrazione.
It is a simplified, as I told you before, version of the proof which is referred in the PDF file. Simplified version of the classical proof. The idea is the following. The matrix A to the power k is not an index, it's an exponent. Also here you see the connection with the power method can be factorized. Can be factorized QR in two different ways. So the two factorization must differ only for a phase factor. The two different ways are the following. The first is the power k of a to the power k can be QR factorized as the product of all the q's in the order in which they have been obtained. Here the first partial product is called H with same index, and the second is called U with index K. These are unitary, these are upper triangular, the product is unitary. The product of these is upper triangular. So, if this is true, we are in presence, we are in front of a QR factorization. If this is true, this can be shown by induction. It is not. So difficult to see. You have initially Q1R1. The square of A Q1 and 1, but this is this is a sub 2 by definition, okay, but a sub 2 can be effectively factorized as Q2R2. Okay, I repeat twice the same factor. I remark that this is the second matrix. The second matrix is factorized with Q2R2, but this is the second H, and this is the second U. You can go on if I consider the power 3. I can write, let me see, this by A, and you have Thank you. in this name.
But this is A2, so this is again and A3 is factorized as Q3 R3. And we have found the factorization with H3 and U3 for K equals 3. This is the path of an induction proof in the file. The induction is performed more in a more rigorous way, but the idea is this. So let us write here the first of the two different factorization, QR factorization. The second is more complicated and they use most of the assumptions that we required in the convergence theory. Well, A is diagonalizable. So A is X, D, the inverse of X. Power k. The power k passed through the brackets so we have this as in the power method, the same idea. Now let us factorize all what is factorizable. That is, the first x. There is no problem in considering its QR factorization. A QR factorization, infinitely many. Any matrix is QR factorizable in infinitely many ways. So the first is QR. Then the matrix in the middle, the power K of the diagonal matrix D. I cannot specify this fact. Contains the eigenvalues, this is necessary, but they are ordered, I can suppose that they are ordered in the same way according to their moduli arrangement. So this is the largest modulus, this is the smallest modulus. For the third matrix, let us use the third assumption, which said that the LU factorization exists, and we call the two factors of the LU factorization of the inverse of X exactly L and U. At this point, we must use the supposed arrangement of the eigenvalues modulus So we force two diagonal factors to appear in this position in order to make d to the power k and d to the minus power k interact with this lower triangular matrix. And here is the matrix U. These are algebraic manipulations chosen with the aim of obtaining at the end of the expansions another QR factorization. Well, this matrix has the following structure. Matrix, I mean diagonal K, L, lower triangular D minus K. First of all, this matrix is lower triangular too. Diagonal, diagonal, lower triangular, lower triangular. Zeros. Along the main diagonal, there are all ones, because they are rare all ones in the L factor, and here I would have in the diagonal position a factor lambda sub I to the k, lambda from the left and lambda sub I to the minus k on the right, so they compensate. In the lower, strictly lower triangular part, what happens? I have a corresponding LAJ from this. On the left, so the row index must be considered, lambda k index row I. On the right, lambda column index j minus k. This ratio is important. The basic reason which causes convergence, all those ratios are in modulus. Which ratios? Lambda e over lambda j, this is minus, all these ratios for k tending to infinity converge to zero. Why? Because the modulus of the numerators, the moduli of the numerators are all strictly greater than the moduli of the denominators. For this, for the arrangement of the eigenvalues. This means that this matrix, which is in the middle, matrix D, K, L, D minus K, converges to the identity. On the main diagonal, there are all ones. Under the main diagonal, all the entries which have this form goes to zero. So the limit of this part of expansion exists, it is the identity, so I can also write this matrix for continuity, for a continuity argument, as the limit, the identity, plus an infinitesimal matrix, which here is called E with index k. So this is the reason why we can write again all these expansions as Q R E few this new matrix tending to zero D exponent K U. Just remember that our aim is a Q R factorization. So we would be happy if we see all unitary factors on the left and all upper triangular factors on the right. This is unitary, this is upper, also this is upper, but the central part does not yet work. It must be manipulated. There must be more manipulated. But this is not a problem because we can shift in some sense this upper triangular matrix to the right in this way, equal to R A plus there is no index now. Let us put here the identity. This is a trick. The inverse of R D and at this point we multiply these three factors Q R R minus 1 again identity plus R E R minus 1 this factor R D U. The matrix in the brackets converges to the entity since this matrix converges to zero. E sub k converges to zero. This is a fixed invertible matrix, so it does not change the convergence. Well, this matrix itself can be factorized again in a QR form. I can write identity plus the QR factorization, it depends on K. The two factors are called, let me see, P and T with index K. Is it again a QR factorization which always exists? When K grows, when K goes to infinity, P and T are convergent. Yes, because this converges to the identity. So these two sequences of factors must converge both to the QR factors of the limit. So both P sub k and T sub k both converges to the identity. So we can
attracted in all in this way. Q, P, sub K, T, sub K, R, D, power K,
well, finally, we see that this is really a QR factorization. Those two are unitary. Those four, T, R, D, U, R, O, upper.
Triangle.
Well, the second factorization then is the following. The Q part the R part is the Q part the R part. We are near the conclusions. Two different QR factorizations. The factors are the same, not necessarily. There can be a phase factor which connects this factor with this and this other factor with this. We don't consider we behave as the phase factor is the identity for the sake of simplicity. This is the point in which the phase factors pop up. So let us suppose that the phase factors are all the identity. So we conclude that in this case the unitary part of the first factorization must be equal to the unitary part of the second factorization. P. For the same reason, the triangular part is equal to T R D S T R D. And from these relations, we obtain the convergence. Why? Let us start from the sequence convergence of the sequence of the Q sub K. If you remember the definition, of H, H sub K was the product of all the Q's. The product of the first K minus 1 Q's is by definition the previous H. So from this we obtain Q is the inverse of this H by the other H, the product of all this. But we know that the first H is QP with the same index, QP index K minus 1, inverted, the inverse really is the conjugate transpose, because we are dealing with unitary matrices. And the other matrix H is namely Q P sub K. The Hermitian of the product P. Hermitian, Q Hermitian, Q P. The identity. So the matrix QK is the product of two matrices of type P. But we know that the sequence of the P's converges to the identity matrix. The limit exists identity by identity. So we have shown that the Q factors converge to the identity matrix. With the same reasoning, we find that the sequence of the R matrices, the R matrices can be written, the idea is the same as in the reverse order, U K by the inverse of U K minus 1, but we know that U K is equal to this K R K U, the inverse of the same thing with the index decreases by one unit. So we have the inverse the inverse of that. So I have U minus 1, okay, D minus K decreases. R inverse T K minus 1 inverse. Something vanishes. K R. The product of the diagonal matrices makes D. K minus K minus minus 1, 1, so only D is left. R minus 1 T inverted. The limit, also the matrices T converge to the identity. Converge to the identity, so the limit is simply R D R minus 1. For the third sequence, the convergence is a consequence of these two convergences, because for the matrix AK, we have QR with the same indices. This converges to I, the identity matrix, and the R part converges to this limit. So all converge to all converges to the same limit as Q. Is this an upper triangular matrix? Yes. This is upper triangular. This is clear. It is better to put it in the right coordinates. R, V, R minus 1, upper, V, upper. So you have all the eigenvalues in the right order. You don't care the values, not important in the strictly upper triangular part. The important phenomenon is that convergence occurs to an upper triangular structure. The rate of convergence, this is clear, we have remarked that the central, the crucial reason which causes the convergence is the fact that these ratios are less than one. So this fact gives a more detailed information about the rate of convergence with regard to the position of the consideriamo la matrice a con K al passo generico è piena, però sta convergendo. Che cosa vuol dire? Vuol dire che qui sotto, via via che vado avanti, otterrò elementi sempre più piccoli. In particolare, the row of index I, io considero la riga I, sulla riga I la velocità di convergenza a zero sarà regolata dal rapporto fra lambda I e lambda J, dove J, siccome sono dalla parte di sotto, è minore in modulo J è minore in modulo di I, e quindi significa che lambda J scusate l'indice è minore di I, e il modulo di lambda J vuol dire che è maggiore del modulo di lambda. Quindi diciamo la convergenza può essere misurata in termini di O di lambda I su lambda J modulo alla K. Questo che cosa? What is the consequence? There are welcome all possibly simple techniques which make these ratios as smallest as possible. We will see better this aspect next time. Una tecnica che rende questi rapporti più piccoli è la tecnica di traslazione, che è la stessa, l'idea è sempre la stessa del metodo delle potenze inverse. Con le potenze inverse, con una traslazione, rendete possibile l'approssimazione dei valori, degli autovalori intermedi. In questo modo, con la traslazione, vedremo due parole la prossima volta, si riesce a rendere questi rapporti più piccoli e quindi a rendere più veloce la convergenza. È un fatto che, così come il metodo delle potenze, questo metodo, il metodo QL, senza tecniche di traslazione, without shift techniques, is unproposable. Shift techniques, there are various shift techniques, are practically obliged. Ok? D'accordo, fermiamoci qui. Vi ricordo della lezione extra di lunedì, sarà un po' più breve perché ci limiteremo a dare qualche esempio e qualche dettaglio implementativo di questo metodo, di altri metodi dello stesso tipo. Ok? Va bene.